calls. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, July 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Got lots of things to talk about. Lots of things to talk about in this last week before the August 6th primary next Tuesday. 9 days of early voting has started. Already having glitches with the poll books technology through the Secretary of State. Don't understand that at all. Why do local clerks, township and villages, have to tap into Jocelyn Benson's poll book when they have their own qualified voter files at the local level? Well, we got a story about that pulled up. We're going to talk about that. Low turnout. Hardly anybody voted starting on Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday. Indications are this is going to be a very low turnout, folks. 85, 86, 84, 84, 85, 86 this week. Not going to see any relief until possibly Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Election Day, next Tuesday. Thank God it's going to be over. 78 degrees, thunderstorms, rainy. Ucky weather, especially for seniors. They don't like driving in the rain. They don't like getting out and voting in person when it's ucky out. So guess what? All indications, this could be a very low turnout. What does that mean for us? This next week, if we put up signs, if we knock on doors, if we talk to people, if we share the messaging via text messages, you got to understand, this is not the spammer text messages that we're all getting. I counted over 180 unread messages in my phone yesterday. I did it on purpose. I didn't block those spam text messages. I left them alone, and I didn't open them. 180, 181, I think it was, unread messages before I went to bed last night. My phone allows me to open up my unread messages, click all, and then delete. Actually block, and then deleted them. It's not those type of text messages I'm talking about. I'm talking about your personal text messages to your friends, to your contact list. I prepared a candidates list for Sheboygan County. This is one county that is critical to this audience, to this station, to this listening area. It's where our tower's located. It is on our license for the radio station that we are based out of Sheboygan, Michigan. If we can't get John Studer elected sheriff, Robert Heikkinen for the city of Sheboygan County Commissioner, then there's something wrong with us in Sheboygan. We need new leadership if we can't make that happen. We're going to continue this messaging. We have got a great show lined up for you. We'll be right back.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Talking about Sheboygan, talking about these various races. 1 week from today is Election Day. All this hard work is over. This is it. This is crunch time. If you live in Sheboygan County, if you live in Sheboygan City limits, text me Sheboygan. Text me Sheboygan. I'll send you the Sheboygan list of candidates that I have endorsed and or support. And if I lived in Sheboygan, Sheboygan County, this is the people I'd be voting for. Have you ever in any election, let me ask you this question. Have you ever in any election sent out 100 text messages as to who to vote for to your friends, family, coworkers in your local community? Have you ever done that before? Answer is probably no. You may have texted 4 or 5, maybe 10, but you've never done 100. Folks, some of these elections are going to come down to less than 100 votes difference. 100 votes difference could make the Patriots win or the establishment win. It's that simple. John Crawford and St. Ignace, do you have a list for the 107th? Yes, basically I do. It's the counties that I'm talking about specifically. For example, Sheboygan County. This one is specific to Sheboygan, and I'm doing it for a reason. Although it'd be kind of selfish that I'm wanting to do this, I feel a need to make a difference in that community. Why? Because if we don't have influence in our hometown of where the radio station is based out of, how can we possibly feel that we have any influence in Hessel, Cedarville, Presque Isle County, Charlevoix, Emmett, Otsego? If we can't do it where the station is located, folks, I'm going to consider this a failure. All this talk, all this endorsements, all of these interviews, all of these commercials will have been for naught if we don't make a difference in Sheboygan. You have to understand, this is a mission that we have been on for over 12 years to make a difference in Michigan news, Michigan politics, and our local communities. I have dedicated my life to this station, to this radio family, to my sponsors, to our sponsors, to the people that are involved in listening to this show. Now, you guys are texting me Sheboygan. I have created the text message. I put it in the Sheboygan folder. When I click on your Sheboygan text message to me, it will auto-launch that text message and send it to you. But it comes with a caveat. It comes with a requirement, a responsibility. You must, when you get this text from me, agree to share it with 100 people. That's a lot of people in Sheboygan. But you know 100 people. Or you come in contact with 100 people. When you buy gas at the gas station. Hey, bud, what's your cell phone number? I want to send you a text message regarding the upcoming election this coming Tuesday, August 6th. Pull out your phone, type in his or her phone number, make a call to it. That way they're stored in your phone as your history. you can grab my text message of Sheboygan to you and forward it to them. Or you can copy and paste it, however you want to do it. I prefer to just hold on my message, allow the menu to pop up that says forward, and forward it to the recent calls. However you want to do it, you can do this. If you send it to them, though, ask them that they got to forward it to as many people they know in Sheboygan. Sheboygan is critical to this radio station. If we can get John Studer elected sheriff, Robert Heikkinen elected to the city of Sheboygan's Board of Commissioners, we get people to vote for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, Josh Saul for Congress, Todd Smallenberg for the 106th State House. These are all the names that are on the Sheboygan's text message. If you're listening, you don't live in Sheboygan, but you know people who live in Sheboygan. You have friends in Sheboygan. Text me Sheboygan. You can simply forward my Sheboygan candidate list to them and ask them to share it with their neighbors, their friends, their coworkers. Here's the thing. People want to do the right thing. They want to vote for the right candidates. But they may not know who they are. They don't pay attention. They don't listen to this show. They don't listen to the podcast where they can listen on demand. They're busy with their lives. But they want to vote on August 6th. Maybe they've already gotten an absentee ballot, but it's sitting on the kitchen table. They don't know who to vote for. Being a friend who's politically engaged, informed, educated by listening to this show, you're providing a service to them. Folks, I don't take my personal endorsements lightly. When I endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for the Senate race early on, there were 8 Republicans running. 8 people. Remember Michael Hoover? Great guy, great business guy, gone. Nikki Snyder, State Board of Education, running for U.S. Senate, gone. A multimillionaire businessman from Grosse Pointe who spent $4.6 million of his own money attacking Mike Rogers on TV, gone. Could you imagine what Dr. Sherry O'Donnell could have done with that $4.6 million? She'd be leading in the polls. Everybody would know her name. She's going to end up doing this campaign. I haven't looked at her campaign finance report. I've been busy looking at others. She's going to pull this thing off with probably less than $400,000. Could you imagine what she could have done with $4.6 million that Sandy Pensler wasted? Man, it must be nice to just throw away $4.6 million without even batting an eye. Well, the bottom line is this. Most of our grassroots constitutional patriots don't raise a lot of money. You know why? People like Betsy DeVos, the DeVos family, Michigan Freedom Fund, all these big, huge super PACs, they don't support our people because our people will not be puppets. They will not be paid for by these PACs and big organizations, big family donors. You can donate to my campaign, but you're not going to control me. Well, that's not what they want to hear. If we give you $100,000 for TV advertising and help you get elected, you owe us. You need to introduce the bills we want and vote the way we want you to vote. Well, sorry, I'm not going to do that. You see, one thing you have to understand, and I got another couple of 107s coming in. In the 107th race, it's very simple, folks. At the top of the U.S. Senate, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for Congress, Josh Saul, 107th is Neil Friske. Those are the three names you need for the 107th. Text it out to everybody you know. But the point I'm trying to make here is this is about helping your fellow neighbors, coworkers, people you go to church with. They don't know who to vote for. You know some of the people you go to church with this Sunday. This is the last Sunday before the election. Now listen to me. You go to church on a Sunday, August 4th. These people probably, many of them, aren't even planning on voting next Tuesday, a week from today. Why? Because they don't know who to vote for. Go to church on Sunday. Do you know who you're voting for on Tuesday, August 6th? No, actually, I don't. I wasn't even going to vote. Well, on the 107th, can I tell you who I'm voting for? That's all you have to say. If they know you, if they somewhat like you, they'll probably join you. Dr. Cheryl Donnell, Josh Saul, and Neil Friske in the 107th. 106, very simple. Dr. Cheryl Donnell for Senate, Josh Saul for Congress, Todd Smallenberg for State House. But in Sheboygan, I've added John Studer for Sheriff and Robert Heikkinen for County Commissioner in the city limits of Sheboygan. But if you get the text, you got to share it, folks. Ask the people you send it to if they'll share it. With this being perhaps a low turnout election a week from today, people are busy. People are going on summer vacation. Look at the weather we're going to have. Absolutely, the dog days of summer are here this week. Look at the weather forecast. Mid-80s, beautiful sunshine, blue skies every day. Election day, 78 and rainy. This is an opportunity to help them vote for the right people. And like I say, some of these races could come down to 100 votes as being a swing. Instead of people not voting or people voting for the incumbent because of name recognition, oh, I've heard of this guy, he's been around forever, I'm going to vote for him. But because you sent them a text message and said specifically, this is who I'm voting for, come join me. That could be 100 votes that weren't even going to be in the process. Weren't even going to be counted. As a result, those 100 votes go for your guy, goes for your candidate. You, by you doing this, could single-handedly flip some of these seats. County Sheriff in Sheboygan is an open race. All kinds of dirt has been flying back and forth over certain candidates. The guy staying out of the fray of all of it, John Studer. Constitutional patriot. Understands the role of being a constitutional sheriff. Do you know when Stand Up Michigan Sheboygan Presqu'ile put on their video conference, their video presentation, Chris Ann Hall's constitutional sheriff. Even though all the candidates were invited, you know the only one that showed up? John Studer. Sheboygan County, you need to vote for John Studer for sheriff. Let's get rid of the good old boy club that's happening over there and clean up the sheriff's office. Bottom of the hour news break. I'll get those text messages out. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team. Covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The average gas price in Michigan hit a high for the year at $3.81 per gallon on Friday, which could become an issue in the 2024 presidential elections.